The West African Examinations Council, WAEC, has disclosed that most of the examination malpractices recorded occurred during the receipt of the four cancelled BEC papers. The examinations body withheld the entire results of more than 6,800 pupils due to malpractices such as the use of mobile phones and mass cheating. Deputy Director of Public Affairs of WAEC, Mrs. Agnes Tekujo, told Radio Ghana's Bubu Klinogo that investigations are ongoing and the appropriate punishment will be meted out to those who will be found culpable.
A total of 437,942 candidates took the exam, and the candidates were from 13,436 schools. In all, 1,886 candidates were absent. They didn't take any of the papers at all. We used the Sinan grading system for the BEC, and we have withheld the results of 6,812 candidates because of various cases of examination malpractices, which we are investigating. It will surprise you to note that most of these malpractice cases were cases that were recorded during the recent BEC. You know, we had to cancel some of the papers and the candidates had to write those papers again. So most of them were cases that were recorded during these four papers that the candidates had to raise it.
So what were some of the examination malpractices that you noticed?
Well, we had cases of candidates bringing mobile phones, I think about four or five, and with those ones, your entire results will be cancelled. We had also candidates who brought in foreign material, and then we had cases of mass cheating, where the examiners recorded collusion in the scripts of candidates. So as the examiners were marking, they realized that the candidates had the same answers, the same responses, the same mistakes and everything in their scripts. So those are some of the ones that we are investigating now.
And then after the investigations, what are some of the likely sanctions against those?
Well, after the investigation, some of the candidates will have their subject results cancelled. And then where the candidates have received external assistance from supervisors or invigilators, their entire results will be cancelled.
And what happens to those invigilators who might have also aided the students in cheating?
Well, we will report them to the Ghana Education Service for the appropriate sanctions to be taken against them.
So looking at this year's cases of malpractices, if you compare it to previous ones, we say it is on the ascendancy or it's rather reducing.
As of now, we have withheld 6,812. We are yet to take final decisions on that. But last year, our records indicate that we had over 5,394 candidates whose either their entire results or their subject results were cancelled. So last year we had 5,394. This year we've withheld 6,812, but when we finish, then we'll know the exact number of candidates who have been affected.
But on the surface, it appears there is an increase, and one may ask, what is accounted for this increase?
In some of the cases, we had candidates who received assistance. You could see clear evidence of that these candidates were helped. So it means that the invigilators who were on the ground at those centers might have turned a blind eye to some of the things that were going on, or might even have aided these things to happen.
Mrs. Tekujo also said WAEC has not received any information from the BNI regarding investigations into the leakage of the main BECE papers. She first spoke about the fate of those pupils who engaged in examination malpractices.
If we bar any of the candidates, then you cannot take the exam for the next 2 years. But those whose results are cancelled, either subject or entire, and they are not barred, then they would have the opportunity to take advantage of the BEC for private candidates, which was started this year.
As you indicated, since most of the malpractices that you observe occur during the receipt of the papers, does it appear to you that those papers might have also been compromised as well?
No. What it means is that after the papers were sent to the examination for, you have people around who had access and then they assisted the candidate. So this is not the case that they had access to the questions before the exam started. But then after the exam starts, somebody takes one of the papers out and then they go and then they work it and then they bring the answers into the candidate or for the candidates to copy.
Then what happens to the investigations into those who were responsible for the leakage previously?
It's the BNI who is handling the investigation. Then I'm sure that they will be the appropriate institution to be able to respond to that. We have not as yet received any information on that from them.